Does one have to cover rice if it is on the table or reciting Kiddush because its bracha is mezonos, or it can be left uncovered because it is not one of the five special grains? Thank you for your wonderful Torah website. David Slotkin from Queens, New York, USA. Okay, there are basically three reasons why we cover the challahs when we make Kiddush. The first reason only applies Friday night, and that is to show that the meal that we are eating is specifically Lekavod Shabbos. And therefore, originally they didn't even bring the challahs to the table until after Kiddush. We bring them to the table and cover them. And it would follow that any food on the table when we make Kiddush should be covered in order to show that we uncover it only after Kiddush, and it's specifically designated for the Shabbos meal. So if that's the case, Friday night, because of this reason, it will be proper to cover any foods that are on the table at the time Kiddush is made, including rice. The second reason we cover the challahs applies both Friday night and Shabbos morning, and that is Zecher Laman, to remember the man, which was covered on top and on bottom. And some say that only applies to challah, bread, which is like the man. Some say it applies even to mezonos, especially if you are making Kiddush on the mezonos itself and using that in place of Lechem Mishnah, and you're going to wash and make a motzi on the mezonos, then most certainly you should cover it, because then it becomes like the man. If you're only eating mezonos as mezonos and not as bread, then there are those that hold that it does not have to be covered, even mezonos, and some hold yes, and surely rice does not have to be covered according to this reason. The second reason we cover the challahs even during the daytime is Shelo Yira Hapas Boshto, since the bracha on wine normally would come after the bracha on motzi. Therefore, we cover the bread not to embarrass it. Now, some say that that only applies to the person making Kiddush. Only he has to cover the bread in front of him. And some say that that applies even when you're making Kiddush on mezonos, since the bracha Borei Min Mezonos also precedes the, normally would precede the bracha on wine. Some say, however, that you don't have to cover mezonos, especially mezonos that you're not making Kiddush on specifically, or the people who are not making Kiddush. According to this, there is possibly a reason to cover rice because the bracha would precede the bracha on wine also. According to the other reasons, this would not apply to rice, only to what you are making Kiddush on, specifically the mezonos you're making Kiddush on, those have to be covered. But since you can't make Kiddush on rice, so even if the rice is on the table in the daytime, you don't have to cover it. So again, according to most of the reasons, except at night, if rice is on the table, you don't have to cover it. There is a minority of possibility that even the rice should be covered.